Questions of nature and nurture are a fool's errand, if not downright an insult to your intelligence. Human nature is about safety and growing up. Within a culture of wisdom and reason, growing up becomes about growing all the way up until a person becomes a great being. Nurture. There is no nurture yet. Not at home, not in the schools or the neighborhoods or the greater world. War, broken education, broken politics, and chaining ourselves with poverty is all the proof you need to grasp that humanity is simply too young to have developed enough to be capable of proper nurture. Keeping generations after generations chained by poverty, sending criminals with warped minds into cages rather than repairing their culture, warping it even more, having imagined a rule that war is somehow acceptable and not a crime, and having destroyed the promise of real education just to replace it with a small and easy paycheck, is all the proof you need that humanity is yet incapable of nurture. In our homes, we are told that war is what men do, that work will set us free. Go into military and believe the lies, ignoring the truth, and that the good stuff begins after death? No. Not yet capable of nurture. Because it is not just about your family or the next family over, but all the families in the world. It's either all of us or none. If we are not helping each other, then there is no nurture. Today, only you can pull yourself up. And if you do become a great being, you won't find any of the ultimate answers, but rather that everyone is misinformed, moving in a slightly different direction. This is not freedom. This is not choice. This is lack of real education twisted into us with poverty. Education is not about random noise, cut-up classes, and insipid subjects. Let me define education for you, because it is our finest invention. It is lifelong and profound, where each set of lectures helps you develop a new talent. If you don't have a new, well-rounded and brilliant talent by the time the lectures come to a close, you have been tricked. Not something that feels like a talent, not something that you could totally pull off if you wanted to and it would then become a talent, but an actual new talent where a person noticing you work will say, "Wow. You are very talented." When a programming class does not make you a programmer, you have been lied to, you have been cheated, and you have been tricked. You need to know this. When an art class fails to enable you to paint perfect hyperrealism and stylized portraits, the teacher just made a fool out of you. If you don't leave a 3D modeling class with a printed doodad that you built vertices first, your teacher is a fraud, the dean is a fraud, and the entire institution is just there to take your money. The human nature, when not poisoned, is to rise, to stand in relentless pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, to grow all the way up until we each become a great being. That is our nature. But it is all too easily warped by the culture that we grow up in. And that is our curse and our tragedy. To bring about the culture of profound, integrated nurture, you must accept the responsibility for your own self-education. That means begin searching for things that call to you and have a wonderful time slowly turning each curiosity into a true talent. Only when you become truly self-educated, full of countless talents that add up to more than just their sum, will you, in your wisdom, become part of the necessary change and eventually help the world focus on nurturing people towards knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Only then will we be able to debate the topics of nature and nurture in a way that does not make us look ridiculous to the teacher who is just waiting for their next paycheck. A paycheck cut from the fraud of taking the savings of the unsuspecting younger generations and placing them in a lifelong debt. Remember, a new talent by the end of the last lecture. Rise and stop allowing the teachers make a fool out of you.